My guest today is the band The Sessions. We're going to get going with some interview and some live stuff, but we're going to start by playing a track from a CD they brought in. So stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Destiny, I've tried with the best of me, but I can only do so much. With acid rain, tears meant to defend against the cold touch. I put a blanket over them, huh? But you know what? They'd rather tear it down themselves, so I doubt that it'll hold up. And I fear that I won't even be around for much longer. I'm big enough to hold them all, so why are they so much stronger? Tell me.
Well, hey boy, look at the sky. It's burning up, I see the flames in your eyes. Well, dear girl, I'm sorry to say.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are The Sessions. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. It's kind of like hot. I don't know if it's like the fires or global warming or what.
I think it's a mix of both.
Or it's just
a little bit
hotness.
Of both. Yeah. Your general Sessions hotness. Yeah. Why don't we just start with the basics. Go around the room. Just tell me who are you and what you do in the band.
Sure. My name's Daniel Wolf, and I'm guitar vocals.
My name's Brennan Light, and I play lead guitar.
And I am Jason Frerking, also known as ALS. I'm not really in the group, but I'm a friend. So they drag me around and
feature
I come
Jason.
Gladly.
A frequently used featured artist?
Yes, yes.
So tell me how the dynamics of the group. Is it Daniel and his band, or is it more of a collaborative thing?
It started off that way, but I'm really working with Brandon. Like, he's really helped me open up and, like, you know, let go of control, you know. And it's more beneficial to hear what other people have to say and obviously work with other musicians, and then you get, you know, much better sounds out of than just, you know, two brains are better than one, you know.
But do the songs generally start with like you and your guitar and then Brandon?
Yeah, then I just bring melodies throughout the whole song to like complement everything else.
And then so like you have ALS working with you, do you frequently bring in other artists to fill out the sound, or is it usually just the two of you with?
Right now, it's just the two of us. We're actually putting a band together. We finally found a drummer and a bassist, and we've been practicing recently, so we're hoping to be ready by January. As of right now, it's just me and Brandon. And Jason's been a friend of mine for a while, and I knew that he did hip-hop, and I really just felt like certain songs needed some hip-hop, so I invited him to play, and he came and did his stuff, and it sounded great. So,
and where are you guys based out of right now?
Orange County. Orange County.
Yeah, mm-hmm. City of Orange. Yeah. Orange County.
How's the traffic coming up here? It's good?
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
no.
too bad, no. A little traffic on the 5, like in the 101, but that's about
not
it.
Too
you
bad.
Know?
Awesome. Well, let's dive into some live stuff. What'd you bring? What are you going to start with?
I think we'll start with a song called Penny Saved.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest at the sessions, myspace.com/iHeartTheSessions. Check it out. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are the Sessions. You know what's so great about that is, you know, you guys threw in a cover of another song in there, a popular song, and it was easy to forget that it was a cover. You know, you guys just pushed through the song like it was your song. Mm-hmm. And a lot of bands, when they do a cover, they kind of stop and they go, hey, everyone, look, this is the part of the song where we do the cover.
Right.
And you guys played it like it was your own. All right. Obviously, like, each of you are, like, massively talented. I mean, Dan, you can really sing. Brendan, you know really well on the guitar. I mean, it comes out just in the first, like, you know, 30 seconds of the song. You guys know that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk a little bit about where all this came from? Like, what went wrong in your lives that made you want to become musicians? I haven't asked someone that in a while. So let's start with you, Daniel, in terms of, like, what came for you first, singing or playing guitar?
Playing guitar. My dad used to play when he was younger, and then when I was about 15, he started playing again and trying to, you know, get back to his roots, I guess. And I thought it was really cool, and I kind of took over. Like, while he was learning, I was learning. And then this is actually the guitar I'm playing is the guitar that he bought to start playing again. And from there, I just kind of progressed. I learned, like...
So the guitar you're playing now is your first guitar?
It's my first guitar. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wide body, so it's got that kind of, like, that thick sound, I guess.
Uh-huh. But, you like some thick.
Uh-huh. Her name's Big Baby Bertha. But, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of progressed. I'd played, like, Beatles and, like, Eric Clapton, Paul Simon, songs on the radio. And then I just started writing my own. And then...
And then how did you find your voice? How did you...
I've been singing. I've never been trained or anything, so I've got, like, really bad habits. But I've been singing in the car since I was about 13. I guess that's the way I do it.
What's an example of a bad habit? Like, something that you try to overcome?
Breathing, like breathing habits.
You run out of breath a lot when you sing, or
not? Well, only recently, I feel like I've truly, like, found my voice. I guess, like, in the past 6 months or so. Listening to a lot of, like, Jeff Buckley and Tom York and obviously Paul McCartney really kind of inspired me to kind of go after that. And obviously I'm nowhere near where they are or were, but it's
not
something.
That attitude.
But it's something. I mean, it's definitely something I aim for. So
you know, think that you're so. Shit.
And all right, so let's tell me about what's going on with you, man.
I mean, I first started playing guitar, but I started playing guitar because. I don't know, I listen to a lot of, like, Metallica and Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and stuff like that, so I immediately kind of just wanted to solo like they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I started playing guitar and just immediately trying to find out how they did all the solos and wanting to go faster than they could, and after I did that, then I started drifting away from all that kind of music and listening to, like, Depeche Mode, and I don't know, like, I've got a really wide range now. Like, I listen to a lot of hip-hop now, and I listen to, like, I'm the only person I know that listens to, like, movie scores in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have people in my car, and then they'll just be on shuffle or whatever, and it'll just be, like, some Hans Zimmer or something.
Yeah, no, I could totally relate to that. I used to do the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, I love it, though. I love it, and I try to incorporate everything I play. I like playing really melodically, so I never can really play the rhythm. Like, I can play rhythm well, but it's just like, if I'm ever playing with anybody, I can't just strum. Like, I always have to be doing something.
Well, and with just the two of you guys, I mean, there's no bass player right now. There's no drummer. Like, so the songs kind of end up being written without those elements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that are you looking to add that? You guys are in search of other band members?
I know
right
I
now?
Am. I am.
Like, would that help you as a guitar player to have that sort of...
Well, I still like the whole, I guess, rock thing. And it's just, with the two of us, it's great, but I still would... I think it'd be so awesome, and the drummer and the bass player that we have found is just when they do it right, they fill it out so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
Now, are you guys in the middle of recording? Like, you brought in a couple of tracks, but you're really just kind of starting out with this band, huh?
Kind of. Well, me and Brandon have been doing this for about a year now. So we've been looking for a drummer and bassist for a while, and ultimately the drummer was the first thing that we needed, and it took us quite a while to find somebody that we felt, you know, that we could work with and who was had the style that we were looking for. And
what was the challenge in finding the right match for the sessions?
Just
someone that doesn't do the typical beat, you know, like it, I don't know, like Bernie or someone who's a little bit more artistic with the drums instead of just doing their typical, you know, kick snare. Like, I don't know. I think we played a lot of people who's just kind of like typical, and you'd play it and you'd be like, oh, I know what this guy's about to play, and he'd play exactly what you thought.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you could hear that in the song you guys just played. You could, like, I could tell, like, Brandon, that you weren't just playing along, you know, that you were playing and you were playing, and the two of you were playing together, but neither one was just kind of playing along with the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sort of element you want from the other artists as well, is to sort of put their stamp on it.
Yeah, put their two cents in. Yeah, I think the biggest thing about bands is like working together, I guess, with everyone has something different to bring. Like I don't know how to say this. Like I like it when someone comes to the band with a style that I don't really like. Like if someone came
to challenge you to
not so much, it's just to bring in that one more style that'll like just change it up that much, that little bit. It's just great. Like I'd hate it if someone came with the exact same style as I had. He's like, oh yeah, I listen to Metallica and Iron Maiden too. That's my favorite. Like I'd probably be like, I'd probably want someone who's a different style, just to make it that much more appealing to those people.
You do see that dynamic a lot, especially in, you know, in a lot of young indie bands in LA. Of sort of, there's the singer songwriter guitar player, his drummer, his bass player, and the other guitar player.
Yeah,
and that's what he is. He's the other guitar player.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. I'm not about to be no other.
You're not going
to
be the other guy. All right, what do you guys want to do next? You want to play another live song or play another track from the CD?
We don't have too many tracks left the CD.
So we'll hold off on that a little bit later. Yeah, I guess catch our breath later in the show.
Yeah, we'll do another live one, sure.
What would you like to play?
Let's play it. Look at the Sky, I guess. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, you're listening.
This is actually me and Brandon wrote this together. So
what's this one called again?
It's called Look at the Sky.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is The Session. Stick around. Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are The Sessions. Brandon, I think your hands actually burst into flames at one point in that song.
I was surprised that I actually got them all on. Like usually it's like kind of a little off.
That's a pretty hard progression, that piece, wasn't it?
Yes.
That song is a perfect example of why I'm a fan. Like, I'm these guys' friends, but musically, I'm a total fan. Like, Brandon came out of nowhere, and he's just amazing. And, of course, I'm a fan of Daniels from way back. He's an amazing songwriter and singer, so I just love being in their presence.
Thanks, Jason.
I feel like I have to bow to them.
All right, now that we're done crawling all over each other's nuts, let's talk about the way these songs come together. What's the writing process for you? Like, what are these songs? What are some themes you keep coming back to? What do you want to do lyrically?
Lately, it's been kind of like just the kind of frustration of kind of political frustration of the state of the world and, you know, our current government situation, climate change.
And why do you love terrorism?
I love terrorism because, no.
30 words or less.
Well, no, it's just like, you know.
Why do you want to make the baby Jesus cry? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, I'm engaged, and I feel like I've got the perfect life. I bike to work, you know, I have a beautiful fiance, and I'm completely happy, you know, but I still get that frustration and that angst against, you know, just like the problems that I see every day on the news and just society and, like, you know, consumerism and stuff like that. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, kind of against it, but at the same time, it's like walking that line, you know, how do you stay in the system but fight it at the same time?
Do you feel like you're sort of born into, you know, because you don't have a lot of these problems that you see on the news, that you're sort of, through no fault of your own, you're born into this system of privilege, and mm-hmm. that maybe you have a responsibility to somehow give back through your music or something like that?
Every day I'm like completely grateful. Like I look outside and like it's blue skies every day. Obviously not today and a couple days ago.
Except for when the world is
on
fire.
You know, I mean, it's so beautiful here, and you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is like go to work. You can have a crappy job and work 8 to 5 and make just enough money to go home and like feed you and your family and watch TV, and you don't have to think. You know what I mean? You don't have to do anything. And you see people on the news who don't even have a sliver of that option. You know what I mean? And I feel so, like, almost, not that I hate myself, but, you know, like, I try to keep myself humble in that respect. And I try to get other people to have to have my views as well. And that typically comes out in the songwriting.
Well, and look at our president. I mean, thinking hurts. I mean, we know this.
We can do a whole show.
But how do you go about it, though? I mean, you obviously don't want to get caught into a trap of writing preachy songs.
Right.
But you don't want people to not get the message either. Mm-hmm. So do you use a lot of metaphor, or do you tell stories?
I don't even I tell a lot of stories. I was a screenwriting major. so usually, like, I've actually, like, the first song we play, Penny Saved, kind of has a little kind of story to it. It happens, sort of follows, you know, I typically follow. They're not, like, you know, completely linear, and, like, if you listen, it's like exact, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but it's I mean, you don't have to, I don't like to give too much thought to it, but at the same time, there's definitely a message and a story there if you listen. So that's typically where I come from. Usually I start with like a melody or something will just pop into my head, and then I just keep pushing it out, and then refine it a little bit.
And then do you guys collaborate on the lyrics or just the instrumentation?
No, he's got the lyrics down. I think God gave me a gift, one gift, and that is playing guitar. And I think, I said it a lot.
Yeah,
and it does look pretty sexy.
And being pretty sexy. But yeah, I think he focused all of my talents into guitar and kind of just didn't put much anywhere else. So I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
As a guitar player, what is there anything that you do consciously or unconsciously that you think helps Daniel's style of songwriting, his lyricism, like something that you, a way that you play that brings out his voice or sells the song better?
Oh, geez, I don't know any way that it brings it. Whenever I play, the only thing I can say about the way I play is, well, that's a lot.
Yeah. Please pause for station identification. That's
that's
our siren. You're listening to KillRadio.org. All Armageddon, all the time. Okay.
No, I just, the only way I could explain how I play is, I rarely ever strum. Like, I don't know if anything, like, I play very melodically. So sometimes on a couple of the songs, like, the melody that I play, I guess he copies that with his vocals, like on Look at the Sky.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just only a couple of times. That's all I could say about that, I guess.
Does Daniel ever come in with a song, and, you know, you approach the song like, okay, here's what I'm going to do with it, but maybe it's an unusual style of song for the sessions? Are you ever kind of like, okay, what
am I
supposed to do
with this
one? Both
of our styles are completely different, honestly. Like, because, I mean, everyone's going to hate me for saying this, but I'm not a fan of the Beatles at all. so I'm sorry, but
oh god, we just lost all our listeners.
Yeah, no, it's like because I know he loves them and I don't, but a lot of bands I like, he doesn't like, so it's like it's two completely different styles, but we somehow make it kind of mesh a little bit, and it works out in its own little way. That's why I'm a big fan of different people with different styles. Like, I don't know, Jason here, like, very hip-hoppy, and I love it, though, because I'm definitely not...
You're more hip-hop than I am, by far.
This is true. I am more hip-hop than you are.
Do you guys want to do another live song and maybe bring ALS
yeah,
into
let's
it?
Let's do it, yeah.
Cool.
Why does he have to be in it, though? Okay.
Could you wait outside?
Yeah, no, I'll
what's this called?
This song's called Goodbye.
All right.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Sure.
That's live.
That's showmanship. But yeah, Brandon broke a string because he's so awesome. So
maybe
we should play that song while he fixes the string.
Should we play a track from the CD and restring? That's live radio. That's how you do it.
You rock too hard.
Which one? That's because the flames coming out of her hands before it melted the string.
I guess so. That happens a lot lately.
Yeah.
That really happens.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Here's a track from the Sessions CD, and then we'll be right back with some live stuff. Stick around.
Sorry about that, man.
Thank you.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with the Sessions. So before we get back into that live song,
sure,
with the new string and everything, tell me a little bit about that track we just listened to. I mean, there's definitely a different production value to it than what you might expect, mm-hmm, from this, you
from
know,
what we're doing today.
Two guys and two guitars kind of vibe. Like, there's, you know, there's some electronic influence, and, you know, you guys, you sort of touched on it before that, you know, you don't like to just do one thing. Mm-hmm. Just tell me about the process of putting that song together.
That song, actually, I recorded it on GarageBand, and then I had it mastered, but...
free with all apples.
It was... I don't know, I had the song written, and I was just trying to, you know, just further myself as far as production-wise, trying to see, you know, try to take a stab at production, and that's what I did. I worked quite a long time on it,
mm-hmm,
and I'm pretty happy with it. You know, it's long, it's like the longest song I've ever done. It's got that whole, like, musical medley in the middle, but, yeah, it's one of my favorites. But we don't play it live at all, you know, but it's just something I...
No. These tracks that you brought in, are they a precursor to an EP or an album or something like that?
Yeah, most of them. I think we're working to, once we solidify the band, or we've got the band lined up, but once we, you know, get everything ready, we're going to release an EP with some of the songs that we've been playing today and that you've heard already. So,
all right, let's try that that song that we started.
Let's cross our fingers that my screen won't break.
You ready? All right, let's do it. What's it called again?
It's called Goodbye.
All right.
You know, one of these days you're gonna find out that well was too deep for you to climb out. And one of these nights it's gonna be clear, you don't have that many friends without me here. So looks like it's over far as we go, 'cause one of us just couldn't get past our ego. And I'm not saying who, but you know it's true. Sayonara, adios, nice knowing you. Ain't it funny how things change through this let you go on your way. Only thing left to say is goodbye, my friend. So goodbye, my friend. So goodbye, my friend.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are The Sessions. MySpace.com/iHeartTheSessions. Is that the place to go to get all the up-to-date information right now?
Definitely, yes.
Cool. Let's talk about playing live. You know, how much have you guys been going out and playing gigs in the past year or so?
We play every Tuesday. We have a residency at Chapman Coffee House right mm-hmm. next to Chapman University in Orange. So we play there every Tuesday at 7:30, and I've been going out trying to find other – we play with special guests, so I try to find other bands that are playing out and – that we think are, you know, doing well and, you know, have something to say. So we invite them out as well, and then we have them come out and open, and then we play afterwards. So we do that every Tuesday, and then we have gigs here and there. We're playing with Slings at Chapman Coffee House on the 13th of November. Slings has been on here before.
You know, yeah, who they big are. Fan of Slings.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to play much in the LA area?
No.
Is that something that you want to do, or are you kind of...
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, yes, definitely. I think we're kind of waiting, though, until we get... I mean, we could do the duo thing here in L.A., but I think we're going to try to wait until we have the full band ready and try to, you know, wow people that way, so...
Now, the coffee house vibe, that's a particular scene. Do you see yourselves sticking with that kind of intimate atmosphere, or do you see yourselves playing in a bigger environment?
No, I kind of want to get out of the whole coffee house thing.
Yeah. Do you find it limiting? Like, you want to go louder, or just the kind of people
louder
that come there?
And it's
does it limit your audience? Maybe.
I think so in a way. Like, I just want to. I don't want to just keep thinking that a coffee house is okay. Like, I have a bigger visions for a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think coffee house is cool for a while, but after a while, it's
you can't
maybe,
be contained by the coffee.
Yeah,
house
exactly. You know, like, I want to get out of that coffee house. Mm-hmm. It's time to get out of the coffee house.
But they love the coffee house. They love
good coffee.
That comes.
What about in terms of what makes a good show and what makes a not so good show? Have you had much time to think about that?
You have to like the music that you're playing for it to be a good show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like whenever I'm playing, whenever I'm playing a show, like I'm usually moving around like kind of crazy, like about to fall out of my chair. And I think that, along with the music, could be a good show.
So you base it on whether or not you're enjoying yourself as opposed to just what the audience is doing or what
the sound
is like.
It's like they're not going to enjoy it if you don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like I've heard people talk about it too. And like I heard somebody say, like, you know, they can tell when you're faking, you know, and it's
really
just
going
true.
Through the motions.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you're not feeling it, then why should they? You know, I mean, they are kind of living vicariously through you and your music and your performance. So, I mean, if you're not giving it your all, then they'll sense it. And definitely the audience... The bigger the audience and the more they're feeling it, it's just like cyclical. You know, they feel it, you feel it, you give it back, they send it back, and it just keeps going like a hurricane, you know.
What was it like for you at the very beginning, like the first time you guys were like, okay, we're the Sessions and this is what we do? Like maybe the first time you played at that coffee house, was that a nerve-wracking experience, or did you feel pretty confident?
I was nervous. I don't know why. I was nervous because I honestly haven't played too many shows yet before. Like I've been in a lot of bands, but I didn't play too many shows. And the coffee house is like a lot more focus was on me versus like the drummer and the bass player and the keyboard player and the singer and the other rhythm guitarist. And so this one was just the two of us. So a lot of the focus was also on me as equal to Daniel. But I don't know. And it's weird. It's like, it's weird. I obviously haven't played to a million people, but I can imagine that it'd be a lot, I don't want to say easier, but it's a lot different when there's like, say, 15 people there. And I think I get a lot nervous when there's a lot less people. It's weird.
Because it's sort of like it's sort of like you're auditioning for a group
you know
of people
I mean?
Who are
like,
watching you and, you know.
I get a lot more nervous when there's less people. That's just me, though.
And what about in terms of the future of the band? Like, what are things that...
About to like, change that name.
You want to change the name?
Yeah,
what's the Sessions
name.
All about?
The Sessions kind of came to be before Brandon. I was in a band with the Sessions, and we kind of fell apart. And I liked the name so much that I wanted to keep it. But I think we're going to have to change it because there's another Sessions out there from Canada. They're doing well. And there's another Sessions from England, and they're doing pretty well as well.
That's a lot of Sessions.
Yeah.
So any ideas?
Yeah, we'll take calls. So I think we'll probably change our name. Probably when we're ready in January, we'll probably... have a whole new name and stuff, which kind of sucks because, you know, you're building on
singing Brandon
the sessions,
friends.
But I mean,
Brandon and Friends. Could be
Brandon and Friends. It's got a very Sesame Street feel to it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, dude, I like it.
Everybody
likes it.
It's kind of like Muppet anyway.
Soulja Boy, tell me. Soulja Boy.
What don't you want to do as a band? I mean, looking at what's popular now, listening to what's on the corporate radio, what do you want to make sure that the sessions or whatever you guys end up being called don't get involved in?
I want to get involved in everything. There's nothing that I don't want to do. Like, I do what I do, and it's probably because I like do it. I don't know. There's nothing really that I want to steer clear of.
You don't want to set up any boundaries.
You know, I'd like to rap. I'd like to do.
Yeah, musically, I mean, we're open to like any idea. I mean, the only thing I would say that I don't want to get involved in is like the whole. I mean, I know it's somewhat important, but the image thing, you know, how you dress and stuff like that. I just want to be comfortable, and I want to make good music, and I want people to enjoy it. So I don't want to have to worry about.
So you want to be taken more seriously for the sound than the act.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, I want to be respected by other fellow musicians, and you know, and. I think the best way to do it is to be honest and open. So
respect. That's a new one.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Sweet.
All right. You guys want to do another song?
Yeah, sure. What song should we do?
Let's do you want to do the Chase?
Yeah, we can do the Chase.
We're going to do the Chase.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guests are the Sessions. Nice. Nice. That's I don't know what to say. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is The Sessions. Brandon, when you went into that that particularly difficult part of the song, I heard it in my headphones listening in the song. I turned around, I looked at you, and you looked back at me, and you just looked like, it hurts.
No, it's like, I don't know. Sometimes like I have to like kind of zone out in order to – I have to focus on like my left hand doing its thing and my right hand, and like I can't really focus too much on my – I don't know, man. It's like sometimes when it gets really hard to play, like I have to kind of have to be stupid for a couple of seconds.
Well, I mean, you have to get into the song.
Yeah,
completely.
I really have to get into anything, the zone. Yeah. Like I find myself like staring at some random object, like a trash can or something, and I'll forget that I'm staring at it. Like all my focus is kind of in my fingers for a second.
And does that ever interfere with your ability to sort of communicate between with each other in the middle of a song? Because sometimes I know you need to do that to sort of keep the song together.
I don't think so too much because, like, when I am doing parts like that, it's just kind of like, I guess I know my part really well. And I know when to stop it. And as soon as I stop it, then I'll look at them. And then we'll know when something's coming up. But other than that, like, when I'm doing those parts, it's kind of like I got to really know what I'm doing and know when to stop and focus on it because it kind of gets a little tough after. Like, on that one, like, I was picking really hard for, like, a good minute and, like, really fast and, like, kind of hurts after, like, after that minute,
sure.
Getting towards the end, yeah.
Daniel, tell me about in the writing, like your approach to it. Like, do you get an idea in your head for a song, and you got to quick find a napkin and write it down, or do you set aside a time like I'm going to do some songwriting now?
It just kind of comes. When it comes, I just kind of try to. Good ideas are like slippery fish, you know. When if you don't hook them with a pencil, you let them get away. So, and actually, recently I've been horrible at. Not writing things down, you know. Oh, I'll remember. But actually, usually my stuff recently that I've been doing, I have remembered. And I figure if it doesn't stay in your head longer than the day that you wrote it, then it probably, at least right now.
Then you were probably just stoned at the time.
Yeah, exactly. then I don't need it. But I don't know. It's weird. Like sometimes like I'll have an idea for a song and I know where I want it to go, so then I will. I'll sit down and I'll write it and I'll play it a couple times and mm-hmm. be like, no, it doesn't work like this. Let me try like this or this phrasing or however. And then I kind of just keep going at it and then until I'm satisfied, I guess.
Do you tend to follow through with each song to the end, or do you leave some, you have to let some go?
I've got so many unfinished songs, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good because then you can, if we're ever stuck, you know, I can bring it to the table. Like now that I'm excited about having, you know, Brandon and our drummer and our bassist, because now I can be like, oh, well, I've got this. I haven't finished it. Like, help me out. Like, let's work on it together and make it something better than what it started off as. So, so I definitely got stuff like lined up. But at the same time, sometimes things just get, you know, I'll be working on a song for 6 months and then something will come and I'll write it in 10 minutes. And then mm-hmm. that's like my new favorite, you know.
It seems like for a lot of musicians, the song that comes to you out of nowhere and goes through you and writes itself mm-hmm. and gets finished really quickly are the ones, the most inspired ones.
Definitely. I mean, it's those moments are special. You just got to, when they come, you just got to take advantage of it. And
never mind.
Huh? You laughing?
I was
going to
say something stupid.
Go for it.
Last chance.
No, I think I'll pass on that.
All right. Remind our audience once again where you guys are playing next couple times and people can go check it out.
Well, we play every Tuesday.
At
Chapman Coffee House at 7:30. I think we're going to take the last 2 weeks of December. We're not going to play because it's Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. But up until November, we're playing. We're playing with Slings on the 13th of November. Next week we have Mike Vitale. The week after that, we have Barrett Johnson. And also, we got a band coming through from, I don't know where they're from. I think they're from, like, Atlanta or something like that. They're called Leah Jones. Leah. Oh, man.
When are we going to start playing with the drummer?
What does it say? Leah G and the Boys?
Leah G and the Boys. They're coming through, and, you know, they're on tour, so we figured we'd have them out. And then we're going to be at the Gypsy Den on November 23rd in Santa Ana at 9 o'clock.
All right. And any ETA on when we can get some recorded music from you guys?
We're super bad about that. At least,
like,
I'm
do you give
really
away? Do you have stuff that you give away at shows or anything like that?
No, I mean we should. I mean we've got the stuff that, you know, some of the stuff that you've been playing today. They're just like kind of demo stuff that I did on GarageBand, you know. Mm-hmm. And me and Brandon have been working on some stuff, but we're never completely satisfied with all of it. And
like once again, the whole style clashing comes in. Like whenever I record something, it's got to be like insanely clear and crisp. And I think his style of like recording things is kind of super spacey and. At least
So you guys are going to meet somewhere in the middle and find something that's sort of organic but nice well-produced at the same time.
Yeah, it's like we want to start recording now, but then we're putting the band together, so obviously the sound's going to change once we – you know, or it's going to have that whole new dynamic. So it's like, why record when we're just going to have to go record it again anyway?
A lot of bands make the mistake of releasing stuff too early, too. Right. Like, we made a song. Here, listen to everybody. Yeah. And then go, well, we can actually do better than that.
Good.
And
right.
Exactly. So I really want to, like, take our time. Like, we're building our fan base at the coffee house. And slowly, you know, so when we do play the big shows, they'll be there. Mm-hmm. There actually will be people to buy tickets, hopefully. So, that's
exciting.
Cool. Do you guys want to do another song, or should we sign off with a track from your CD, or what do you want to do? We can do whatever we want. It's internet radio.
You want to do a live with it?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You feeling it?
Yeah. How about we'll do a live version of the first song you played?
Okay.
With Jason. Since Jason's here, we've got
good. We got a little more Jason in here.
A little more Jason.
Yay!
So.
And tell us a little bit about ALS too, since.
Really, it's all kind of changed over the last couple of years. I put out an album just digitally. I didn't have any press or anything. And that was kind of just me coming together with a couple friends, a friend that was a drummer and a friend that was a guitarist, and kind of doing like live instrumentation, hip-hop, kind of a little harder version of like The Roots, mm-hmm. something like that. And I like that a lot, but I really like the acoustic stuff, and I'm really, you know, glad that Daniel's brought me in on a bunch of this stuff, because I think that fits my style a little more. I actually played with these guys a few weeks back, and Daniel did acoustic versions of some of my more produced songs. So I'm really a fan of that more than, you know, going to work for 20 days on the sound of a song. I really like the organic sound of it. So hopefully I can do more of that, and hopefully we'll get more of that coming pretty soon.
But, what's your take on sort of on what you're doing in relation to what hip hop is doing? It sounds like there's a lot, like people are starting to rebel against you know, the kind of club hop and get back
he
towards.
He does like Soulja Boy, so it's kind of.
But do you sort of feel an urge to get away from the sort of three note?
Yeah,
repetition of the word.
Yeah, for the most part, I can't listen to the radio at all. Yeah. It really bugs me. I'm more of a fan of like early 90s, like LA hip hop, like the Far Side and stuff. Mm-hmm. So really, you know, it's got the feel good, you know, sound. I'm not too big on the gangsta stuff like Brandon is.
Yeah, I think that's
he's pretty gangsta.
Different.
Yeah, I can see that.
You wouldn't be able to see that if you saw me. But man, deep down in this,
this kid is pretty thuggish, ruggish.
But what do you like? What do you want to bring to hip hop? You just have some good stories to tell, or
I feel like more of my stuff is pretty personal. And I know that sounds like emo, but
cry somewhere.
I do cry a lot. But I really like the stuff. Like, I'm a real big fan of like Atmosphere and people from Rhymesayers, Brother Ali. They can, you know, keep it personal, but at the same time, you know, be really accessible. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really think of myself as like a rapper or anything. I love music, and whatever I can take from other things that I love, I'm going to try to do that. So,
all right. Well, on that note, let's do this song then. What's this called again?
It's called It Happened.
All right.
Featuring ALS.
Sounds good. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is The Sessions with ALS.
You haven't got the facts. I'ma look at the truth and take a step back, 'cause it's easy. something is wrong, and any day now it won't take long before it's gone. Gone, gone, gone. Hey boy, look at the sky. It's burning up, I see the flames in your eyes. Well dear girl, I'm sorry to say, but this is what's left of our beautiful day.
And the earth screams, what's left of me? Massively destructive weaponry aiming directly at my seeds, revoking their destiny. Tried with the best of me, but I can only do so much. With acid rain, tears meant to defend against their cold touch. I put a blanket over them, but you know what? They'd rather tear it down themselves, so enough that it'll hold up. And I fear that I won't even be around for much longer. I'm big enough to hold them all, so why are they so much stronger? Tell me, but
hey boy, look at the sky. It's burning up, I see the flames in your eyes.
Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org with The Sessions, myspace.com/iHeartTheSessions. And this will be available for download later today from myspace.com/thisisgood, isgoodmusic.com, and on the iTunes podcast. Guys, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
A penny saved, a penny earned.